Should I step in or should I call the vet? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. I'm sure those are all big questions that you ask yourself a lot during calving season, which we are all in the thick of it right now. And if you haven't started yet, you will. And here to fill us in and refresh our memory on some rules of thumb when it comes to calving is Russ Daly, who is an SDSU Extension veterinarian. And from the point when you notice her calving to progression to birth, you know, how long should it take? At what point should you step in or what point should you call a vet?
Yeah, so the cow normally, or cow or heifer, normally goes in, well, we technically it's three stages. The two stages are the most important. The preparatory phase where they're, you notice the cow or the heifer kind of messing around, you know, doing some nesting behavior, kicking at their belly. Heifers will do that more than cows will because they don't know what these new feelings are like, and so they're a little bit more worried about them. But when you see a cow, you know, doing that kind of behavior for more than, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, then you kind of wonder about that there's something might be wrong. So the preparatory phase, when even before you start to see any water bag or anything like that, if there's a lot of messing around and just no action, no progression, you know, we want to see progression. We want to see something that keeps happening over time. And if it progresses for a while and then it stalls out, that's another reason to get them in and check. But that preparatory phase is when we can't see it, but the uterus is contracting and that denies oxygen to the placenta, those calves. And so sometimes that's where we get stillborn calves. Now, after that preparatory phase and the active labor, we want to see that progression. You know, so heifers, you know, we might give them a little longer time, you know, 30, 45 minutes of labor and not anything happening. Then we got to go in and help them. Cows, maybe we can give them a little bit longer time. Half hour, you know, 45 minutes, we really ought to be seeing something happening with that progression. And by all means, it's never a bad thing to get them in and check them and see if there's a problem with that calf. You know, fortunately, it doesn't happen very often, but weird things do. And if you got enough cows or enough heifers, probably going to see something weird happen. And so being able to get them in and examine them, be clean about it, wash them up and use your OB sleeves when you're going in to check that cow. And then the other thing is knowing when you need to call and having that vet's phone number nearby. There's no shame or there's no judgment about saying that, hey, we need some help here. And sometimes that can mean the difference between getting a live calf out and a calf that's stillborn. So being able to make that call in a timely basis is a good idea too.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, we always like to talk about the calf because, you know, that's important, but the cow is also important too. So any considerations we should keep in mind for that cow, especially after calving?
Yeah, it can be a stressful time for those cows too. And unfortunately, you know, older cows or cows that are in the middle of their productive lives, their productive years, are usually pretty bulletproof when it comes to after they calve. But the ones that have trouble and the ones we have to go in and pull are the ones that have had prolonged dystocia, you know, the difficult calving. Those are the ones we need to pay a little attention to because they're the ones that are going to have more of a chance of becoming infected in the reproductive tract, and then we can have a situation where they're sick and they're not eating as well, and we need them to really be producing milk for that calf too. So that you're paying attention mostly to the animals that are having we've had the problems with. If there's any subpopulation of cows and heifers to pay attention to, it's those.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.